Arlo Perik Beis, Mishnah Tesvav. Tavlin shel truma v'shel kilei hakerem shenaflu b'keteira. So if you have spices, flavors of truma and kilei hakerem, they both fell into a pot. Lo va'elu kadei l'tabo v'lo ba'elu kadei l'tabo. So each one of them by themselves don't have enough to give over flavor to aseret. V'nitztarfu v'tivlu. And it was mitztarf to give over flavor. Aser l'zarim u'mutter l'kohanim. So it's aser to non-kohanim, but it's mutter to kohanim. Why is it mutter to kohanim? Like we've said, like the previous Mishnah, because to the kohen, so only part of the seasoning is kilei hakerem, and that part was not enough to aser, and the other part is mutter. So it's zev zagarim. So we said it's mutter, like we had in the previous Mishnah. And according to the chamim, it's aser, because both truma and kilei hakerem are aser to non-kohanim, and they're mitztarf to aser. So what's the chiddush here? We just said almost the same exact thing in the previous Mishnah with Seor, and Seor and Tavlin are usually grouped together. So the Tosfos Yontif says very interestingly, he says that this is different because I guess Tavlin by its nature could be many different things. And because of that, the Tavlin of Truma versus the Tavlin of Kilei Hakerem, even the Tavlin are different. In other words, even the object itself, the min, the species, is also different than the other species. So according to that, this is actually the first Mishnah that we've discussed where you have two different items, plus you have two different Isurim. So in the past, according to the Chum, we've always said that you only need one of them. One of them needs to be the same, whether it's the same Isur or the same species, but at least one you needed. Here, the Tosfos Yontif is explaining, and that the Chiddush in this Mishnah is you don't even need, you can have two different things, like Tavlin, you can have wine as Tavlin versus pepper. And they can also be totally two different averis. And yet the Rabbanan would still hold it's mitztarif if they're both aser. And that would be the chiddush of this Mishnah. What bothered me, and I saw the Tosfos Chadashim brings in the Shem of the Raz, he asked the same question, is that we had a Mishnah Yud. It says, Tavlin shnayim u'shlosha shemus mi min echad. It said that if you have spices where there are two or three isurim mi min echad, but one species, according to the way the Rav learns. The Rambam learns totally different throughout this whole parak. According to the way the Rav learns, it's one species, dafka. There it's aser. So why do you have to say that it's min echad, even if it wasn't min echad, even if it was a few minim? There is shnayim u'shlosha shemus from shnayim u'shlosha minim. That also should be aser, because according to this Mishnah, it's telling us tavlin, which are different tavlin, according to the way they're learning, and they're also different Isurim, and yet you see that it's Aser. Anyway, he leaves that with a Tzarech Iyan. And the Mishnah ends, Rabbi Shimon, L'shitasar. Rabbi Shimon Mater, L'zarim v'lakohanim. Rabbi Shimon Maters it for everybody, even for Zarim, not just Kohanim. Why? Because according to Rabbi Shimon, the only time it's Mitzdarf to Aser is if it's one species and one Isser together.